you can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
We're about to do a show.
I'm so excited. Hi everyone, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
Colleen.
May Ballinger.
May?
Yes. Did you forget my middle name?
No, I was just trying to think of a play on it. Like, call me.
You need to introduce maybe. Yourself. Eric. I saw comments of people saying that they're upset that
what are they
I always
upset
say
about?
I'm Colleen Ballinger, and you like refuse, like you like well, will just, not say who you are.
I don't think I'm worthy. I'm not worthy.
Like, oh, come on, that's no.
I'm
come
garbage.
On, just say I am.
This is Colleen Ballinger, and I'm garbage.
No, you aren't. What? Stop it. Say who you are. They want the people are here to see you. They're here to listen to you. You're everyone's favorite. Say I am
trash.
No, Eric Stoglin, say your name. They want you.
You just
to
said
say
it twice.
But you need to say it.
Eric, no. I can't.
You know, you're just being stubborn.
I don't think I'm like good at saying my own name.
Really?
Does anyone else feel that?
I guess I've kind of
like
feel
my
that
whole
way.
Life. I don't think it's a confidence thing. I just feel like it's my specific name. Like it doesn't flow. I don't. I can't
this
say it.
Does
Eric Stoglin?
That's great.
And I've had to say it a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I know, but you still. Anyway,
I've never
I saw
felt,
some comments
I've never
about
felt
that.
Good about saying my own
we
name.
We can introduce each other every week now. How about that?
All right. You
so let's try to. Okay. Hi. Welcome to Relax Podcast. This is
Eric
Stoglin.
And that's Colleen Ballinger.
That makes sense. Okay. So speaking of the comments of our show that
yes.
you guys leave, last week we. 8 powdered donuts and chocolate donuts that were Hostess and 7-Eleven brand, and we had to guess between the two, and it was a no-brainer, the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
Not for me. More difficult for me.
And I was shocked at how many people liked it and wanted us to do it again.
I was also shocked when you told me that.
Because I was like, that can't be enjoyable to listen to. Just
no.
like listening to me eat and you eat. Like, I feel like that can't be. But anyway, you guys wanted us to do it again. So Eric ordered a bunch of fast food. And are we both doing it, or is just I
close
doing it?
Close your
I'm
eyes.
I'm closing my eyes. My eyes are closed.
Close.
I don't know what he got.
Your eyes. Colleen May Ballinger.
I
Mayday.
Don't know what he got.
Did anybody nickname you Mayday?
No one nicknamed me Mayday, no.
So what I have here is 3 fries, 3 cheeseburgers, and 3
okay.
Cokes.
Okay. I saw a McDonald's bag. That's all I saw. So I know something. But
how
McDonald's would be so easy.
Are.
No, I really only saw McDonald's.
Here's
I don't know what the other ones are.
Hold out your hand. Here's a fry.
No, oh, I can't touch them. That'd be then I'll know immediately.
I really?
Oh,
by touching
yes.
the fry?
Are you kidding?
Okay, take a bite of fry. Because we're working fast
That's
here.
Cold.
If anyone's wondering, because it happened quicker than we thought, and now they're getting cold. And Colleen was like, "I can't do this if they're cold."
Hmm. Oh. No, that one was cold, so I'm having a hard time.
That yeah. was number one.
Okay.
This is number two.
What the heck?
She's eating 3 different kinds of fries.
I'll try not to chew into the microphone. Sorry, guys. Okay. So that was, they're cold and, like, soggy. So this is really
this
hard.
This is
if
number 3.
Hold on. I haven't even swallowed the last one. Give me a second.
It's not part of the game.
I need to, like, wash it down. Okay. Third one.
Fry number 3.
God, they're all cold. What a bummer.
I did the best I could. I had to order 3 different kinds of fast food.
I think that last
and
one.
And then get you downstairs and then feed them all to you on a podcast. Like, it took, logistically, it took a while. And here's bonus fry.
Bonus?
Yeah.
Wait, are there 4 places?
No, 3 places.
Oh, that's a curly fry.
How did you know?
Because I can taste the flavor.
Possibly know?
And it, well, the shape, but also the flavor of it. Uh-huh. Okay, so number 3, I'm confident, is McDonald's.
That is correct.
Number 2 is Wendy's.
That is correct.
And number 1 was Jack in the Box question
That
mark.
Is correct.
And the curly fry was Jack in the Box
yes,
curly fry.
Yes, it was. You are the
in
smartest person alive.
My taste buds are the smartest person alive.
If only this...
Do you want me to do it to you
this
now?
This skill that you have...
I didn't even know what the other two were. I only knew there was McDonald's.
If this skill that you have, if that was like worth actual something...
It's worth nothing.
Like world peace or like an actual like a civil engineering job.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what you could do for
you know,
the world, for other people, but instead you just know what fries are from different garbage fast food places.
I was close though because like I almost guessed, Lovey, that the Jack in the Box one was McDonald's. The first one you gave me, it was cold and gross. But it was like kind of McDonald's-ish. But then once the McDonald's one went in my mouth, it was like, obvious, this is McDonald's.
Close your eyes.
Are we doing burgers
this
now?
This is lightning round.
What are we doing now?
We got to go fast. They're getting cold.
Okay.
This is happening very rapidly.
Yes.
Okay, can you handle this?
Well, I don't know how fast I can chew and swallow these burgers.
There's paper rustling, just so you know, as a listener and as a Colleen Ballinger with her eyes closed, because now cheeseburgers is happening. And we're going quickly. Because
oh, you know what? This one I'm not going to be able to do because I don't know Jack in the Box and Wendy's cheeseburgers.
I know, but you knew they're getting cold, so you got to go fast. Open your mouth.
Ah!
Take a bite. Oh! You got all the condiments.
Did you order no onions on whatever this garbage is? Because if you didn't, I'm going to have a heart attack.
Wait, hold on.
This sucks because I honestly will have no idea with the burgers because I don't know anything about Jack in the Box Wendy's burgers. There's a pickle in there that I like.
That's good.
But I'm sorry to anyone who has, like...
Open your mouth.
Chewing... Let me swallow my food! I'm sorry to anyone who has, like, chewing sound phobias.
Just hold the microphone away from your mouth when you're chewing.
Tell me one.
What?
Are you ready?
Ready! Go!
Last McDonald's. That's a McDonald's. I eat that every day.
Last one. Ready?
No, I just put that in my mouth. Let me enjoy my McDonald's for 0.2 seconds.
So you think it's McDonald's?
No, I don't think. I know that was McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh. We're running out of time.
Before what?
The other burgers are getting cold. And you said you wouldn't do this if any of them were
No, I didn't say I wouldn't. I said it would be harder for me to guess. The fries were hard. It was hard to guess.
We're fighting room temperature here.
I know, but I need to swallow my food.
Keep going. Keep chewing.
Is there a soda?
Here's your soda.
But didn't you get a fast food soda? Why? My eyes are closed.
No, but it was wild. Yes, I got fast food soda.
Okay.
Open your mouth. Okay. Go.
Ah! Ugh.
Okay.
That one's not good.
What do you think?
I genuinely do not know because I don't know their burgers, but I'm going to guess.
Uh-huh.
One was Jack in the Box, two was McDonald's, three was Wendy's.
That was correct.
Jack in the Box wasn't that bad. The Wendy's one was not good to me. I'm not enjoying this. I want to spit it out, kind of, actually.
Okay, now here's what you wanted. I'm going to use the same straw for all three. You are wearing a shirt that says...
Coca-Cola.
You love Coca-Cola.
I love Coca-Cola. Specifically,
how much you love McDonald's Coca-Cola.
I love McDonald's Coca-Cola.
So all this cheeseburger fry nonsense was a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the real test.
Mm.
You need to tell me, out of Jack in the Box, Wendy's...
I don't know if I can do this, honestly.
...and McDonald's, which one... was the McDonald's Coca-Cola, because you say that one is the best.
Yes, but I can't, if you think
and
I will
going
drink
to
it,
be
out, of
doing
straw,
it out of a paper straw,
you have lost your mind. I will not. I will not drink soda out of a paper straw. I love turtles. We have metal straws. We have in our kitchen. I will not use a dissolving paper straw.
Out
it ruins
of these,
the taste.
Out of these three deliveries, only one of them included a straw. And yes, it is made of a paper cardboard-esque thing. And
fine, whatever.
That's what you get.
I'm not going to be able to do it because of this. Oh! And, sorry guys, this is going to be so annoying. The Wendy's one, I can see the three sodas. The Wendy's one has my worst nightmare on it, which
sticker?
Is like a sticker when they put a sticker over it.
It's for your safety.
But listen to me, you absolutely have to promise me you will not pop that straw through the sticker.
Why?
Because in my mind, then sticker gets into the straw, and I'm going to suck up and drink sticker.
That's not how physics works. The sticker
yes, it could
go
happen.
In the straw.
Yes, you just promise me that you will, like, either take the sticker off or, like,
this
take the lid off. Like, it's
so
this is, like,
manic.
Really
this
important.
This is all so manic.
The worst podcast episode ever.
I'm going to go get a metal straw.
No, just use you can
no,
use
No, I
that
want
one.
A clean
it's
experiment.
Fine, it's fine,
no,
it's fine,
I want to set a good... No, I'm going to get a metal straw. We're going to pause for a second.
You can get three, and then you can have individual straws per cup.
You want me to get three metal straws?
Yes, but you also have to
no
do me
stickers.
Another favor.
Yes.
So, oh my gosh, this sounds so annoying, this whole episode. I'm sorry, but listen, this is very important, because who needs to relax today is you. And
shocking.
No, listen, because you use the metal straws a lot, right? So do I.
They're
both
all
use,
gone.
No, they're not all gone, but the problem
they're
is...
They're all in our cars.
...is that you sometimes enjoy, like... you know, a nice, like, beverage with, like, a lime or a lemon in it or, like, a smoothie, per se. Like, you'll drink lots of variants of beverages through our metal straws, right? Mm-hmm. You don't clean the metal straws, kid.
What am I going to do? No, you put them in the dishwasher. What do you mean?
Nothing gets in. So he doesn't use the little thingy that, like, cleans the inside of the metal straw.
What am I, chim-chiminy-chim-chim-chiroo?
Yes.
Like, I'm going to, like, get in
yes.
there with, like,
Dick
a little.
Dick Van Dyke, get in there.
No.
Nobody does that. Need,
I know when you buy metal straws, I know that they come with a little chimney sweep thing.
Because there's chunks in there. You get like moldy chunks in the middle. So now whenever I pick up a straw, I can't use the bended ones. I have to use the straight ones because those are the ones I can look through if I put it up to a light and I can see which ones you have not cleaned your things out of. And I know it's you because I don't use metal straws for anything but water. So I'm just saying, if you're going to get metal straws, you got to do an inspection. And make sure you chim-chim-chirood them.
If you're going to use dishes, you have to sometimes do them.
Correct. These are things that are good to know.
I'm glad we've had this talk.
Okay. He's going to get metal straws. Okay. Eric has a plethora of straws.
A series of straws from a container in one of our drawers because turtles, specifically sea turtles, are the most magical animals on the planet. And so we have a drawer of reusable straws. Pick your three. Choose your weapon. Okay. Your three weapons.
I'm inspecting the
internal. Inspect your three weapons that maybe have remnants.
Of weird
fossils,
smoothie.
If you will. This one doesn't look good. I would not use that one.
This one that I'm holding?
No, one that I put down.
These three are good. I got three that look good.
Okay. Now you, like I said, all that stuff that was happening before, the preface, nothing. Author's
I'm
note.
Nervous, actually.
It
I
was not the real
stressed.
Competition.
Are you
going
to do it too? Can I do it to you
easy.
Too?
You did it so quick. Sure. If that's what you want.
I love you in glasses. You look so cute.
But you will. This is the thing. This is your thing. Your t-shirt. Everything about your personality.
I love Coke.
Your whole persona revolves around Coca-Cola from McDonald's.
I wouldn't say that, but okay.
It's your identity.
I do love it. But
so
okay.
If you can't pick this out, I will be.
I'll be disappointed in myself.
But I also I'm the worst word you can hear from anyone you care about. Disappointed.
Nah, I don't. You know, I don't think I'd care if someone said that. I'd be like, okay.
Just the B word. Don't say that.
Well, yeah, definitely don't say that. What?
I don't know.
I mean, there's quite a few words. I don't know why that was the first one. But
C word.
Yeah. Wait, is that there's stuff on this? But I'm gonna forgive it.
Oh no, you saw the straw. Close your eyes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Switch them out. I just want to inspect. Make sure you're not putting the sticker. I need to make sure. Wait. Can I see the sticker situation?
You just need to see the.
I have to know
stickers.
That you're not like.
First of all, Wendy, thank you for caring about my safety and putting a sticker.
Bleh.
Over okay. over your little beverage hole.
Okay. Come on now. I'm just grateful that there's no sticker in the straw. You don't think that there's going to be that like sticker into your
number
straw?
Number one, close your, keep them closed.
I'm not going to do
keep
this,
them
guys.
So
okay.
closed. This is a Coca-Cola from a fast food establishment.
Okay. Interesting.
Mark it in your calendar.
Okay.
The calendar of your mind.
It's marked.
Are they closed?
They're really closed.
I can't tell
yes,
with your
they're
lashes.
Yes, they're closed for sure. No, they're closed.
Because your eyes move a lot when they're closed.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
What was that one?
Interesting. Okay.
They better be closed.
I swear.
Why are they moving so much?
Oh, no.
Keep them closed.
Why are you? How
All right,
do you
number
see
three.
That straw was so. The straw was so small. Ew, yeah. That was gross.
Really? Keep them closed.
They are closed.
I don't drink soda, so
wait,
I think it's
I need
all,
to start.
It's
I need to do it again. I need to do it again. So go to number one again.
Okay, same. Well, okay. Well, we weren't gonna do this. Tilt your head over a little bit. Can you tilt your head sideways? Yeah, there you go. I don't want you to know the cup.
Oh man, I don't know. Okay.
Number two.
Number two.
Side tilt.
Okay, that one. Wait, I have to do that one again because the smell of your breath infiltrated.
Oh, no. So. I did while when we stopped for a second before take a bite of a cheeseburger. I'm not going to say which one.
I don't know, but there's a lot of scents happening.
Okay. I'll turn away. I'll turn away. That was number two.
Okay.
And here's, you want number three again? Uh-huh. To your head. I'll breathe away.
Yuck. Okay, number one, I think. Oh, no, I'm nervous. It's going to be wrong. I know number three is not McDonald's. If number three is McDonald's, I will be so shocked. It's real flat. I think number one, this is hard. I don't know Wendy's and Jack in the Box Cokes very well, but I think number one was McDonald's. I think. Oh my God, I'm scared. Number two, I think was... Oh, I think number two is Jack in the Box and three is Wendy's. I'm guessing. I have no idea. I really don't know. One and two are both pretty good, honestly.
Call the police. You got it wrong.
What is it?
Number one was Jack in the Box.
Oh,
number
okay.
two
it
was McDonald's.
Good.
Wendy's, you were right.
So yeah, I knew the last one wasn't.
Yeah.
Number one and number two are pretty comparable. Like, they were pretty good. They both were pretty good. But I'm shocked. I didn't know. I will say the straws threw me off.
Why? Because it's not a classic McDonald's straw.
Yeah, it's not like the classic, like,
okay.
plastic straw.
Close your eyes. Bonus round. I'm going to put in two new straws that are the same straw.
Okay.
Wait. This is a chance to redeem yourself.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Why are they
still? Oh, there's so much burping happening.
Okay.
Okay.
This is such an insane episode.
Open your mouth. To yourself. Don't even... I know it's an audio medium, but, mm-hmm. like, don't even...
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, number two.
The first one was McDonald's. The second one was Jack in the Box.
Yes, you are a
now
person.
I can tell.
You are you.
I can very much tell that time.
Okay, good.
I don't know why it was so hard the first time, but I didn't think I'd get that one right. Wait, really want to do the fry test to you.
To me? The fry test?
Yeah, can I do the fry test to you?
I feel like I could know the fries.
I feel like you could do the fries. I feel like you could do the burgers, too. The burgers is easy. The burgers would be really easy because McDonald's is, like, obvious. And if you know Jack in the Box and Wendy's, you know one of them had, like, lettuce
to you,
and
love,
stuff.
As someone who didn't eat fast food for 6 years.
But you already saw them, so you know which one has lettuce in it. So you already know which one is lettuce.
I know, but now they're, like, beyond room temperature.
Okay, well, let's just try the fries. I'm going to do the fries on you, and you have to guess at least the fries, okay?
Yeah, it's a free country. I mean, yeah, if you can reach them.
Is it? Okay.
I guess, yeah, not.
All right.
Not the most.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We're going to do a fry test. You ready?
Yeah, but just to be clear, we're not going to do this every episode.
Probably never again, honestly.
Something similar last episode, and you were like, oh, that we should do that again. And so, and we were hungry, I think. So
yeah, so here we go.
My eyes are closed.
Mouth open. That's how eating works.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's number one, lovey. Chew. Thoughts or no thoughts? Do you just want to, like, savor and move on to the next?
I'm going to say that's Wendy's off the top of my head.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Are you ready for the next one?
Uh-huh. I don't like... that tasted exactly the same.
What?
Are we doing tricks?
No tricks. No tricks at all, child.
I'm going to say that's Jack in the Box.
Okay. Hard swallow over there.
I feel like I should pull the microphone away, but I don't know why. Instinctively, I moved the microphone closer when I was desperately trying to swallow. Okay, go ahead. McDonald's?
Yeah.
Was I right?
You were right with McDonald's.
No, I got them confused.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box and Wendy's?
Yeah, Wendy's is gross. The only way Wendy's fries are good are dipped in a Frosty. That is the only way they are good.
Yeah, I don't eat these things ever, so I don't know why.
That is a bold lie.
I only eat them, I scavenge.
You eat fast food with me all the time. Before you met me, you did not.
I hadn't had fast food for years.
You told me 6 years.
Yes.
And I remember we were on Set of Haters Back Off, and we were talking about food, like the cast. We were all talking about food as a cast, and what our favorite foods were, and like what fast food we like, and whatever. And you were being shy, not talking much, and then I was like, "You have me as a quinoa kind of guy." I remember saying that to you.
I remember you saying quinoa kind of guy.
And you were like, no, I don't know. Like, you barely said anything. And then I was like, do you eat fast food? And you're like, I haven't had fast food in 6 years. It was either 6 or 7 years or something like that. And I was like, what?
I only allowed it to myself on road trips.
Right.
To where it's like you really, you know, when you have to, like, eat at a truck stop on a road trip, meaning like 6 hour and above drive. And you didn't meal plan for that.
Right. Fast food is I know it's terrible for you. It's bad for everything. It's bad all around. There's nothing good about it other than that it's cheap and delicious.
But it's hilarious to hear people eat. Not watch, but hear.
I know. I'm so sorry, guys. People asked for it. I don't know if it was just because it was YouTube and so, like, people were enjoying watching it. So I don't know. We won't do it next week for the people who just listen to the podcast.
I had hopefully. A blast.
I did too. That was
like
so fun.
The energy was like...
Wild.
Wild.
If there's one way to get me passionate... It's with fast food and, like, competition with fast food, like like my cousin Andrew and I, we've done this actually for a YouTube video before. We blindfolded ourselves and like tried all these different fries and burgers from different fast food places. Andrew and I could talk about fast food for probably hours, like very specifically about like different textures and things we liked and dislike. And like, I was very much raised on fast food. So to me, it's very like when people think like, oh, home cooked meal or like home cooking reminds you of home. Like, I think of fast food. Like, I think of Taco Bell, McDonald's. Like, I was raised on that stuff. Like,
we would get not often at all. Like, it was a special occasion when and it was only McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like if one of us got stitches,
oof,
like we cut ourselves and had to go to a hospital to get stitches, then we would get McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Or that's pretty much it. It's like my memories of getting fast food was, I was injured and on the way back from a hospital.
Do you remember, like, did you ever get pulled out of school for, like, stitches or doctor's appointment or whatever, and then you go back into class, like, with your, like, McDonald's cup?
I can't remember ever getting,
like, in high school.
Cut in school.
No, like, in high school, like, leaving to go to, like, dentist appointment or doctor's appointment or something, and then you, like, come back and you're like, oh, sorry, guys, I had to stop and get food on the way here.
No, never.
Oh, my God.
Is that, like, what? Your...
Yeah, I used to do that.
That was when you felt
I would
most
stop,
popular?
I would go, no.
Was that your, like, mean girl
literally
moment?
Never felt popular in my whole life, and you should know that by the fact that I read you some of my diary entries the other night.
Yeah.
And it blew your mind.
You should go get that.
I can. But anyway, I really like fast food because it's very homey to me. It was just what we could afford.
But so what, you would leave to go to the dentist, and then you would come back with like McDonald's and be like, I'm...
You just felt like I'm so cool, like holding a McDonald's cup. Or like,
really?
Yeah, like you're just like, I don't know. I felt I only did it a couple of times, but like I also would go to In-N-Out on my lunch break at my school, like at high school.
It's something that blows my mind that you were able to do that in high school because like ours was perpetually locked down by police officers at front and back, and we were not allowed to leave.
Yeah, I feel like that is how it probably should be. I don't think you should. I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything, but. I really liked it in high school. Like, it was very nice for me to be able to just, like, drive away whenever I wanted to.
It was nice for me to sneak out a door and then sneak through woods and then have someone who had stayed home sick meet me at the woods with their car.
Yeah.
It's kind of similar.
That's a little similar, but not really at all.
Right.
You know what I really want to do?
It's more like an Ocean's movie than it is.
I don't know if I'm going to do it. I won't do it on. Maybe I'll try to figure out a way to do it for the podcast or for a vlog or something. But I have this idea. So in high school, we had these cookies that they sold that were like certainly not baked all the way. Like they're just like pretty much goopy cookies and like 75 cents. And they were during like the break, the first break between periods. And I bought one every day by like asking random people for a quarter until I would get 75 cents.
We've talked about this on the podcast.
I think
you said there were Breezeway cookies that was not a thing for me.
Yeah, so I think they still have them.
I think that's a thing you made up, and you were just buying random.
No, I know this is
from people in the woods.
Absolutely not. In fact, I'm gonna call a friend, and I'm calling Teeny. She's not gonna. She's gonna be so mad. She's probably asleep. This is actually important.
I think your children are on spring break. So maybe she will.
Maybe
answer.
She'll. Maybe, but maybe not. Because we actually were talking about. Teeny went with me on tour last week, and we talked about this. She brought it up, not me.
Hello.
Hi. I'm podcasting right now. Can I record you for a second?
Sure.
So Eric doesn't believe me that there were cookies at our high school during nutrition break. Can you please tell him?
Nutrition break?
Obviously there are cookies, and every single day we would get cookies between first and second period, and they were like not cooked but hot, and they were delicious for nutrition break.
See?
Yeah, so what I'm saying, you had a nutrition break.
Yes.
Between first and second period. So we're talking, what are we talking, like 8:45?
No, we had block scheduling, so 9:30.
We had block.
9:30 to 9:45, hello. Yep.
So 9:30 in the morning. Excuse me.
Yeah, 9:30 in the morning. A fresh, gooey, not baked all the way cookie. So anyway, I was telling Eric that I think that you and I should go to San Marcos and try to buy one and see if they still have them.
1,000%.
Okay, we're doing this. We're doing this.
I don't think you can just. I don't think we should be promoting just showing up to high schools that we don't go to as adults.
What do you think they're gonna think, Eric?
I'm giving them money for cookies. I'm buying a cookie and then I'm leaving. I'm going during nutrition break, and we're gonna do
it. Maybe I'll pull out my letter jacket, you know, because I got a letter in choir, and it let me get a jacket.
How did I not get a letter inquire? I probably did. I just
here's
don't know where
what
it is.
I think. I think you guys should just never been kissed this whole moment. The Drew Barrymore movie.
Yes, I am familiar.
Yeah, so just dress like you did in high school. Find the outfits that you wore in high school.
I still have them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and, Eric, you're basically talking about us.
Yeah, I don't think anything has changed.
She's all that and never been kissed.
Also,
that's the one when she went back to high school.
Yeah. Also, I think I still have my my sweatshirt for Enchanté. Like, it literally says Enchanté on the sleeve. I'll wear
so
it.
Jealous.
Okay. Anyway, we're gonna do that. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye. Yep. Told ya. I'm not lying. And Corey, who did not go to my high school, Corey went to school in Upland, California, and he said he had him at his high school too. So this must be a California thing, a California cookie thing. So my obsession with cookies has clearly lasted my whole life because I used to make cookies when I was a little girl with my mom, like very, very, very little. I have pictures of me like 2 years old sitting on the counter making cookies with my mom. And in high school, they helped my cookie addiction. I got one every day for 75 cents. And I remember actually being 50 cents, and then they upped the prices to 75.
Why did this come up?
I don't know, but we should go to our first break.
Are we going to talk about who we think needs to relax?
Oh, maybe we should do that too. Anyway, well, I already said you need to relax by not cleaning the straws, but I have more. Anyway, let's say thanks to our first sponsor. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's right. This beautiful episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. And guys, you know what? I'm always learning new things about myself. Like today I learned I don't love McDonald's Coke as much as I thought that I did. Because if I did, I would know the difference between McDonald's Coke and other Cokes.
That's what I would say about you. You're a student of life.
Yes.
And you want to learn about yourself and the world?
I'm always learning. We all, as a community of human beings, are hopefully always learning. But that's obviously a silly thing. My favorite things that I've learned about myself in life, I've learned through therapy. We love therapy.
You talk a lot about therapy.
I do because I think it's wonderful. I really love therapy.
Most sentences you start, hey, I saw this thing on TikTok, or you know what I was talking about in therapy?
Right.
That's pretty much how you start any sentence you ever say to me.
Yeah, or I'm ordering fast food. What do you want?
Okay, there's the three things.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, I want to talk about BetterHelp here today. I love therapy, as you guys know. This is no surprise to any of you. It has helped me so much in my life. It's helped me to be a better communicator in not only like relationships, like with my hubby hubs, but also with my friends and with my parents, my siblings, my cats, my chickens, my children. Therapy is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that is why I love it. And you might love it too. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. Hopefully for the good. Hopefully people are always growing and changing for the better. I'm always trying to grow and change for the better. While I still make mistakes, I do try to always be better. And therapy is a great way to help.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Therapy has helped me so much, and if you guys want to try it out and you're thinking about getting started, you could try out BetterHelp. It is definitely an option for you.
Yeah.
It's one way. There's lots of ways, but BetterHelp is definitely an option if you want to check it out. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/relax with me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/relax with me. Lovey, I have a relax. Do you want me to go? Mine will be quick because you probably won't want to elaborate on it, but do you want to go first?
I'll go with my relax after you. But the way that it smells in here right now,
yeah, it's a lot of fast food and chickens.
Three different bags of fast food and premature chickens.
Yeah. By the way, sorry we still haven't fixed our microphones. We are both not audio engineers or tech people. And I have tried and I don't know how to fix our microphone situation. I need to like hire someone to come look at them. So we're still on our little tiny microphones on our couch. But I actually really like this setup because I like being next to you and like snugging on you. So like
I call them cuddle sods.
Cuddle soaps. That's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. My relax. I have so many things I could say, but okay. I'm just gonna go with the most recent thing that felt I needed to relax. What? Okay.
Lay it on me.
The new season of Love is Blind came out.
Oh.
This is very niche, so you'll only know what I'm talking about or care if you watch Love is Blind, which I love the show Love
is
Blind.
A lot of these shows are the same, so maybe it's relatable
well,
outside of that world.
Well, on the show, I don't like to speak ill of anyone, especially on a reality show, because they can edit you to look any kind of way. I know this from experience. I know this as an editor. Like,
I know a friend who edited on a reality show. Yes, they can.
They can literally make like a lunch with your mom where you just talk about like the weather look like a fight with your boyfriend, and like it's like it's
and
crazy.
You're a Nazi. Yes,
it's insane what they can make you look like. Like, it's so
context.
I have been watching Love is Blind. The new season came out, and who I think needs to relax, I'm hoping it's just editing, but I don't see how it could be. There's two girls on the show who are so mean. They're so mean. I don't remember the last time I watched a show, reality show, and was like, oh my God, these people are so mean. Like,
yeah, I was passively listening, and I know the moment you're talking about in that show, and they did seem kind of mean.
Yeah, and I'm hoping it's just like editing or something. I don't know, but like,
but knowing that industry, I'm sure they aren't.
But no, I know a lot of reality stars, and they're I can know so many lovely people who are reality stars.
But I'm just
stars.
Saying, like, that edit, it just looked like it's all suspicious to me.
It was crazy. So
it's
Love
not
is Blind.
It's not reality, is it? We haven't learned this in 20 years of quote unquote reality.
Sure.
Reality television.
Reality is not
yeah.
reality, yes. obviously, yeah. but like, not all reality is scripted, first of all, and. Yes, while they can edit it to make any look any sort of way, they're still human beings. Like, they're still people being either themselves or a character they're playing or whatever. But anyway.
I'm not saying it's scripted, but I'm saying, like, you put people and you say, hey, we're going to put you in pods, and you're going to not see this person, and you're going to talk, and they're like, I'm in, and then you're going to get married within weeks. Like,
crazy.
I'm not saying it's scripted, but I'm saying it's illogical to the point of, like, farce. Like, mm-hmm. like. I don't think anyone watches that and believes, like, they're truly falling in love, they're truly making a connection for genuine reasons, they're actually then going to be in love, then they're going to be married.
I think some people think that.
Has that happened?
Yeah. There's been a couple that they're still together.
What season of Love is Blind is
one.
This?
Season one, there's a couple that is still together, married and been together years.
So out of how many couples, how many seasons is that?
Four seasons. Well, I don't know how many of couples are still together. I just know that there is a couple that's like strong and has been strong the entire time. There's another couple that's married still. I know, but they're not like the like fan favorite one is the one I'm thinking of, but I don't even know their names. But
I feel like I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Anyway, the show's yeah. You talk to someone behind a wall. You don't get to see them, and you have to decide if you're in love with them, and then you can't meet the person face to face unless you say like I'll marry you, like basically. And anyway, there's people get their hearts broken and they get upset and whatever. And there were girls who were like crying and getting their heart broken and getting broken up with. And there's these two girls who are like laughing at them, spying on them, rolling their like they're so mean. And like, I couldn't believe it. And last night I was like, it wasn't even like, oh my gosh, this is catty, funny, mean for like reality TV. It was like uncomfortable to watch. It made me sad.
But I think a lot of those shows, they like, there's the edit obviously, but there's also like I feel like there are producers of these kind of shows that want those kinds of moments, and so they use
things
like available alcohol, etc.
True, but
and then edit, and then yeah, and then and people that are kind of a messy mess, and then it.
True, but I do feel like. I know what you're saying, and I've seen a lot of reality TV where someone's like mean or catty, and it's like kind of funny. You're kind of like, it's kind of, and you're like, laugh
funny,
at it.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny. It was like painful. It was like really sad to watch. Anyway, this is so niche that it's not a very good relax. It's not relatable at all. But
well,
it's just
I don't
like
watch,
on my mind because I just watched it.
I don't watch Love is Blind unless like it's like how I can be next to you and it's what we're watching, you know? But I will say that none of it is like, aw. Like, I feel like it's all kind of.
Yeah, but it's usually like funny, you know, and it what that just wasn't funny.
Yeah, but
to me.
But not
like
funny, haha. Like it's
funny.
Just,
like this
it
is
just
wild.
Seems like a disingenuine character study of people, I don't know these people, but like they've submitted to a television program to try and find some, and maybe there is a percentage of people that are genuine in that, but I think that is minute.
I don't know, but anyway, that's who I think
it has to be, like, because these, it's no,
maybe not. Who needs to relax for you, lovey? There's so, I should have said something else. Dang it.
What was it?
I don't
go,
like.
Go for two for two.
No, I want to know yours, but mine's longer, so maybe I have to save it. But like, go ahead.
I just got yours. A quick one.
Okay, yeah, let's do yours.
Do you buy things from ads that you see on social media sites where you're not shopping, but there are things and then you feel like impulsively have to buy them?
Yes.
And are these companies have names that are the most insane things you've ever heard in your life? Not maybe? Sponsors of this podcast, but like, you're like, oh, I need that sweater from Shades of Night.
It's never clothes. I've
it's not clothes.
No.
Bubble machines.
Yeah, except for the kids. Like, it'll be like toys that I think they'll like, or like,
it's never clothes. I feel like you get
clothes for the kids,
but clothes for you too sometimes.
Never from an ad on a social media. No. Not that I can think of. I think sometimes they show me stuff, like sometimes I'll see like sparkly dresses in ads because I shop for sparkly dresses a lot and sparkly clothes for my tours. But like, I don't, when was the last time I bought real person clothes? Like, I don't buy real people clothes. I buy like sparkly clothes for tour. And that's kind of, and then baby clothes.
You do and you don't. I don't know. I'm a guy.
Correct.
I'm a straight guy. Mm-hmm. And I buy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's surprising to people sometimes.
That you buy clothes?
Yeah. There's thought into that. What's that about?
That's called internalized misogyny.
Yeah. Maybe does that make me bad?
Not you, from other people. Like, if other people are surprised that, like, a man, like a cis straight man, would, like, want to, like,
and I'm not
present
saying
himself
there's like
nicely, like,
right.
That would be, yeah, if you were to be made fun of for that, or if people were shocked by that, or thought that was
not
weird,
made
or whatever.
Fun of, but it's just like, oh, you like, you're a style person. Like, mm-hmm. Like, look at this. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, in the community of people that we know, it's like, it's wives and husbands, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like, am I like the...
What?
Because people have said to me, like, oh, look, like, I bought my husband this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you appreciate that because you're a style person? Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like I'm a style person. I just, like...
You're good at fashion.
I'm not... I don't think I am, first of all.
I think
at
you
all.
Are.
But, like, these are things, you know, we can't walk around naked, can we?
No, that's illegal, I think.
But so like I buy myself clothes, and I've just always thought about like sometimes you like buy yourself clothes, and you buy yourself clothes that you feel comfortable in and confident in.
Mm-hmm.
Do other guys not do that? They just
no,
don't.
No, lots of guys do that. I don't know. I think you're good
do
at
you know
it.
What I'm
it's yeah,
about?
I do, but I don't think it. No, I take it back. I don't think that is.
Because I'm not like some of your friends that are actual like style people. I'm not like that.
Here's the deal. What I said earlier about the internalized misogyny thing, that's if someone were to like make fun of you or think you're weird for caring about your style, then that would be internalized misogyny. But people complimenting or being impressed by your style, that's not. That's just
certainly not now. I'm wearing literal pajamas.
No,
if
but
you're watching this.
But I think no, you are you have an eye for it. Like you have an eye for like what looks good, what looks cool. And you're
but
good.
But I'm not trying
that.
To look cool and it because you're saying like, oh, well, some people like they don't care. And I feel like there's a careless style that's I feel like would be better. You know what I mean? But like it's so there is care, but it's just like, but that's because that's the clothes that I put on my body. You know, I don't know.
No, I don't know what you just said.
When there's didn't make any sense.
Something about caring about clothes, but you don't care, but you do. Wait, I don't get what you said.
Well, I have to buy it. No one's. My mom isn't shopping for me anymore. I'm not.
Yeah,
seven.
You have to buy your clothes.
You know
clothes.
What I mean? And then this is how I present myself to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in certain instances, I've felt been made to feel like, oh, nobody else, no other. At least straight guys like concerned about buying themselves clothes, but everybody else does, right? Like they have to at some point.
People buy
where
themselves
else do their clothes.
Clothes
come
well,
from?
I feel like I buy myself clothes, but I don't care. Like I don't really care typically. Like I'm usually in like leggings and like a baggy shirt or baggy sweatshirt
around
or
the house. Yeah, certainly. But like when it comes to like your shows or your meet and greets, I feel like you're very concerned about like how you present yourself.
I'm concerned because I don't know, because I don't know, because I don't know what looks good, what looks cool. Like I don't understand. Whereas I feel like you do have an understanding of like, oh, that's cool, that looks good.
No idea.
I always go to you if I have a question about it.
But I have no idea.
You do have an idea. I don't think
none.
That's... I know. I think you have an eye for it. I think just so, in the same way that some people like have an eye for like, oh, in your living room, you should have a blue couch with this specific rug. Like they have an eye for like interior design. People have an eye for like, you know, lots of different things. Like kind of makeup someone should put on their face. Like you have a good eye for
completely
that
completely lost.
That's not true.
Makes me feel good that you would say that to me, but I'm completely lost.
That can't be true
because
then you
I'm
would.
At a,
oh,
I'm
your
at
phone.
A,
Eric's getting a phone call at 10 in the evening. Mommy called.
I should put it on silent when we record. Make sure it is still. Okay. It is. I didn't mean for that to be my relax, but I think it's more of like a general.
So wait, your relax is that you're good at fashion?
No, I was talking about how like when you, it started because like a lot of the, I have a limited amount of social media to which I thought it was seeing my friends and my friends' families and their, I don't know, lives and accomplishments and slices of daily life. And now it's turned into ads for clothes.
Yeah, on Instagram,
you know what I mean? And I sometimes buy those things and I'm like, wait, what? Like, because I just feel like I don't have any impulse control at all.
No.
And so that happens. And then I'm like, it's not like the Gap. It's like Shades of Skulls. Like, you know what I mean? It's like a company you've never heard of. And it's like, are all these people making clothes? Like, how are all these people making clothes?
I don't know.
And are they real companies or are they, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So I thought maybe you would think something similar, but then it made me think more broadly that like, are other guys like me, how do they buy clothes? Cause I see other guys, like I see like, and they're wearing clothes that look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that like that their wives dress them or that like,
no,
that
no, there's certainly a lot of straight men who like are fashionable too. That,
well,
that
how
exists.
Do they do it? That like that people aren't like, oh, you're the fashionable.
They, I don't know. Maybe
guy.
They do. I don't know. You
you're a fashion guy.
I don't know.
I think I just have like you know a credit card and an email address or Apple Pay, you know, and then I see an ad, and then that's how that.
Yeah, I don't.
Literally, how these.
Where are those from?
These are Lululemon men's pants.
You got an ad for Lululemon?
They're pants that I bought online.
Nice.
And this is a shirt from us that from an Instagram company.
You've had that for years.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it was from an Instagram ad.
Nice. Yeah, no, I don't get Instagram ads for clothes. But now I'm sure I will because they're listening to us and now I'll get them. But we're not going to get into that.
When we're on Instagram, right, they know our pupils
oh my God.
Are black. But the round of them could be brown. So does that mean that TikTok
bans
knows
too much? I cannot.
That I... am a man who will buy clothes.
Yes.
If you are selling them.
What does
Wi-Fi really mean?
It is so crazy, all that TikTok stuff. I don't know. I feel like it might get banned, but whatever. We're not getting into that right now.
But like,
look how dirty my pants are. You know what this is? My pants are covered in gunk from.
I have egg.
The
I know
kids, I, the chickens, but mostly like Maisie kept like chewing things and spitting it out on my pants.
Just point at different stains and say what it is.
For me?
Yeah.
Well, these are baby fingerprints.
Egg. Okay, now you go.
This, I know what this is. This is Maisie was chewing a cracker and spit it out onto my knee or onto my leg, my shin, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Down chicken. Here.
Egg. Chicken, but like so.
I think this is from Flynn's shoe. My pants are
That's a fun parent game. Just like,
what is this stain?
What is this stain?
But
I
what
feel
is
like
this
there was like
a
movie from the 80s where they like it was what like a couple game? Talking about different scars and how they got these different scars and it was like hot. But like imagine it's just like parents talking about different stains they have.
I don't have any
and it's
cool
like hot.
Stories. That's I don't know about that. But.
Thanks.
But you know what is? I will end on this. Okay. You know what is hot? How well Eric knows me that he, I'm going to end on this. He got me a gift, guys. And it was like the most romantic, lovely, wonderful gift.
Don't even know what you're talking about.
I might have ever received from another person. This man has got me clothes, shoes, a bicycle.
Oh, I know what it is.
It's got me, oh my God, some flowers, just showered me with gifts. But this man got me.
Do you love it?
The most epic hot glue gun.
Do you love it?
Oh, I love it.
Do you really? Genuinely?
It's like a power tool, like a power drill.
It is. It literally is a power tool.
It literally has the same type of like battery, like a huge battery. It is massive. It's crazy.
It's the same company that makes the drill that I've been using for years. Yeah. My father got me. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Do you actually genuinely like it?
Oh, I love it.
Why?
It's so good.
Is it just dumping
hot glue? It's really powerful.
Everywhere?
It warms up quickly. And even if the battery dies, you don't have to be plugged in anything.
It's like, is it burning? Is it going to burn things if like...
Well, yeah, it's going to burn you if you touch it.
Well, I'm just saying, you know how like if a hot glue gun is like plugged in and you walk away, it's going to... You were like terrified. But this one, like you
Well, the battery will run out, so it'll be
right, tight. But also you have to like... I imagine you have to like pull a trigger to activate.
Well, glue
the
can
battery.
Still like goop out, you know. It's kind of, yeah, no, it doesn't act. No. The battery stays on. But when the battery dies, because it doesn't last forever, it's like last couple hours, whatever. When the battery dies, I was like, oh no, the battery died, and I had to plug in the battery. But the hot glue gun still worked for like 10 minutes. So without the battery on it, I could still use it while the battery was charging.
Get out of town.
It was incredible.
You actually like it?
Oh, I love it.
I think it's the best gift I've ever gotten you.
I made like models of our chicken coop, like four different models out of
sticks. To scale.
To scale because I had the glue gun. Anyway, thanks for listening and watching, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Sometimes I just think we're just talking. And then you just
And then I turn to the camera. Yeah. It's like, I know.
And I'm like, what am I holding?
Yeah.
This finger is cramped. Does it
hurt? My pinky's up like how Wesley eats. Wesley eats pinkies up always.
It's an awkward thing to hold.
A microphone?
I would feel like it would, yeah. The little one.
Yeah.
It's awkward. It's like an awkward thing to.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.